Going to continue the hour by talking politics. We've got the presidential race, of course, still ongoing with Election Day. Just a little bit more than 6 months away. A lot of the usual breakdowns for how voters are voting in this election versus the last couple, but there are always some shifts, and some recent polls have shown a little bit of a different age gap than we have gotten used to seeing in recent elections. Going to talk about that with Tom Jensen, who is the director of public policy polling based out of Raleigh. Publicpolicypolling.com is their website, and you can find out more information there. Tom, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
So, first of all, before we get into the specifics about the interesting numbers that you found on Joe Biden in particular vis-a-vis age, what's the state of the presidential race just in general right now?
I think we're still in a situation where the presidential race nationally is basically tied. And we had a situation in 2020 where the electoral college states were kind of 3 points to the right of where the race was nationally. So even if we have a tied race nationally, we're looking at Trump being up by 2 or 3 points right now, probably in most of the battleground states. And we continue to see a situation where there's probably more room for growth for Biden than there is for Trump, because Trump has pretty much everybody who voted for him last time around still in his column. There's a fair number of people who voted for Biden last time around who are still on the fence. So if he can get them to come home, that'll give him the boost that he needs to get up into a situation where he can be reelected. But there's still some work to do on that front.
And that brings us to the numbers that you're finding with respect to age. Typically, you find older voters tend to lean right, younger voters tend to lean left, but a little bit different this year?
Yeah. We've done 5 Democratic primary polls for various primaries for state and local offices that are happening across the country over the last week. And across those 5 polls, with seniors, Joe Biden had an average approval rating of 88%, but with younger voters, Joe Biden only had an average approval rating of 66%. And that is, even though that's just within Democratic primary voters, we're sort of seeing a similar trend more broadly, where Biden is doing, even in polling against Donald Trump, Biden's doing a lot better with seniors than Democrats usually do, which you tend to think of seniors as being the strongest group for Republicans. But then Biden is really underperforming with younger voters. That tends to be a very strong group for Democrats. And this time around, it's not that we're seeing so many younger voters say that they're going to vote for Trump. But there's a lot of younger voters who, if it's a poll that includes third-party candidates, they might say that they're going to vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Or if it's a poll where you just ask people to pick between Biden and Trump, you see a really high number of younger voters say that they're undecided. So sort of some unusual trends along generational lines presenting themselves in this election.
So I can speculate, but you're taking a closer look at these voters than I am. What is causing that among younger voters?
Well, I think I think it's sort of a two-pronged thing. I mean, I think the bigger picture issue is that Biden just is old and doesn't connect with them. And that's sort of more of a stylistic thing than something necessarily ideological. But there does continue to just be a big weakness for Biden with young voters, particularly because of their unhappiness with how he's handled the situation in the Middle East. Younger voters tend to be a lot more pro-Palestine, not so sympathetic to Israel in this conflict. And they just think that Biden's taken the wrong stance. And that issue is sort of outweighing everything else with younger voters. I think for the most part, if you looked at where younger voters feel about key issues and lined up where Biden is on them and lined up where Trump is on them, you'd probably see that Biden and the younger voters align more than Trump 90% of the time. But this issue about the situation in the Middle East is kind of outweighing all of that in a way that is causing Biden to really sort of underperform with these people for where a Democrat would generally expect to be. And what that means is that places like Chapel Hill and the UNC student electorate really are going to end up playing a huge role in what happens in this election, because what we've been seeing across the country generally is that less well-educated areas, more rural sort of areas, have been getting more and more Republican with every passing election cycle. I expect that'll probably continue this year. And then on the other side of the coin, what we've seen is that more and more educated voters and voters in sort of cities and those kinds of areas have been moving more and more Democratic. And if that progress for Democrats with well-educated voters sort of dials back a little bit this year because younger voters, like students at UNC, like students at Michigan, like students at Penn State and these key swing states, if they sort of dial back their Democratic support a little bit while the rural, less educated voters continue to just move full steam ahead towards being more and more Republican, that becomes a pretty serious math problem for Biden in figuring out how to find a path to victory in this election.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling. So with that in mind, I guess a couple questions as we start to wrap up. First of all, what should Biden and the Democrats be doing to win back those younger voters that are either on the fence or not really sure?
Well, I think the administration is slowly moving towards policies in the Middle East that will be more acceptable to younger voters. So that is one piece of the equation. I also think that they need to find a way to get people who agree with Biden more than Trump 90% of the time to focus more on the 90% than the one thing where they do have a serious disagreement. Biden's continued to do good work recently on forgiving more student loans and that sort of thing. So that's a point of progress. But I think a lot of it just is going to come down to whether Biden and the Democrats can get people who are unhappy with them about one thing to focus on the bigger picture and sort of see that that outweighs everything else. I think there actually is going to have to be some work to sort of discredit Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as a serious place for people who are on the progressive side of the spectrum to go. And we obviously saw the entire Kennedy family come out in a show of force for Biden in the last week. So that helps with that. So those are a few different things that help with helping to get the young people. And then I do think with older voters, where we see Biden doing so much better than Democrats usually do, I think older voters really sort of value stability and have seen a lot in their lifetimes. And I think probably have a better idea of sort of a big picture, what's important to actually just keep the country going. And sort of the sanity that Biden brings on that front. So I think if you're a Democrat, hopefully some of that at least outweighs some of these potential losses with younger voters.
And then as we wrap up, you know, I said a minute ago I had two questions and I had a second question, but now that's out the window because you answered it already. You mentioned focusing on other issues. I'm surprised, and I don't know if you are or I feel like other people might be thinking the same way. I'm surprised that Biden and the Democrats haven't yet made a larger issue of abortion, given how strong an issue that's clearly been for the Democrats in the last couple of years, especially since the Supreme Court decision in Dobbs. Is that coming? Are they waiting on that? Or what do you think about that?
No, I'm sure that will be a major point of emphasis. And the stuff that's happened in Arizona in the last 2 weeks related to the abortion laws there, I think have given Democrats a good opening to say, look, you know, Republicans say we should just leave this stuff to the states. Well, this is the kind of stuff that's going to happen if you just leave it to the state. So I think that Democrats have been handed a bit of a favor with sort of the way that current events are going on that issue, that they can continue to hammer on that. You know, some people have been like, oh, abortion, you know, it was a big deal in 2022, but, you know, it's sort of fading out. And something that keeps that from fading out as an issue is if Republicans keep offering up these things that make it relevant again, the thing that happened in Alabama last month related to in vitro fertilization, this Arizona decision. You know, there was a state legislative special election in Alabama last year in a district that I think maybe generally veers like 8 points to the right. And the Democratic candidate really ran her campaign focusing on that IVF decision that happened in Alabama and won by over 20 points, and somewhere that's very favorable to Republicans usually. So I think you're absolutely right about the salience, and that probably will become a bigger and bigger part of the Democratic message.
Again, publicpolicypolling.com is the website for more numbers, more information, and more analysis. Tom Jensen, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.